So at this point in the story, Gion's about to kill himself in Rockaway Beach. The whole story takes place in Rockaway. It's called Town Running Dry. My hair grew an inch in a week, and although the air still smelled of the burning towers, there were no explosions, no destructions, only scanners. I exiled myself under the boardwalk, devising a slapdash attempt at a suicide that I hoped would make me famous. Headline: Muslim rocker kills self after 9/11. Leaves note saying sorry for being quasi brown and born Muzal. Salami legume, Jihad McBacon face. Jihad McBacon face. A window shade near my boardwalk cubbyhole was lifted, the bright light bringing me back to consciousness from the plastic bag I was suffocating myself in. I could not bear outing myself this way and poked holes in the nostrils just as things got deep. I glanced towards the light, seeing only the backs of a family illuminated by their television light, their eyes targeted on the scrolling news flashes, just like a million silent stares through a sniper rifle. And their orders were coming in loud and clear. A little girl pulled down the shade. I took the bag off my head, hearing the cling clanging of high heels above. I had written a suicide note and placed it in Lolo's mailbox earlier that day. It read, "To those that come after me, whom I will not have the grace of meeting in person, the world is a cruel place. It should come as no surprise that due to unforeseen circumstances, I would have to commit suicide in such a poor way. If I had loot, Dr. Kevorkian would be the very first red eye, but alas, a plastic bag will have to do. I didn't do it. Sorry, motherfuckers." I could see through the ripped bag up her skirt at her dangling package. She was a hermaphrodite. "Ew," I said. She yelled through the boardwalk, "For someone who thinks they're so smart, you act like a zombie perv. Get the hell up here, Jihad. I don't have all day." Lolo dug through her oversized green purse, smelling of chewing gum and lipstick. The shore was empty. "Bad days, Miss Holo," I groaned, tossing the torn bag away. "It's Holo. I'm not a friggin' candy snack. I got nothing for you, Jihad. It's you and a dozen other kids with no place to squat. The church is kaput, El Cinco, like El Titanico." She pulled in the collars of her wool coat and popped her lips in as the cold wind rushed through her body. "Wake up, Jihad. It's not because you're an orphan or whatever you say you are. You're the only Muslim on the whole island, and that's why you're hanging out with me. That's why your little white girlfriend dumped you, and that's how shit's gonna go for years. Get used to it." My eyes were wide open. She continued, "You're the modern fag, oppressed and undressed." I said, "Add unveiled to that. That seems to be the meme. When an old drag queen shouts at a person whose last meal was a blend of psychoactive mushrooms and beer, assume that person could care less if he drowned or froze." "Is that it?" I asked as she defiantly stood up, gathering herself to return to her new role as media scanner. "What happened to hearts for the heartless?" Lolo swooped her scarf over her shoulder. "You're a shapeshifter, Gion, but you'll have to get a heart first. Go shapeshift. You'll be fine."